Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. Answer if I don't, I'll Google it there.
With Crown Trade, 97% of painters and decorators agree there's no better paint.
Got a message on my Instagram from Denise. Hi, Denise. She says, Dave, I was at Taylor Swift with my daughter the same night that you were there, and I loved it. Me too, Denise. However, Dave, maybe it's the chartered accountant in me, but I kept wondering how much she was getting paid for that night's work. I know I'm sad, but Dave, can you tell me, how much is Taylor going to make from the Irish shows and from the Eras tour in general? Love the show, Denise. Thanks, Denise. Grab yourself a cup of tea and settle in, because this is wild, right? First thing to say, obviously, we don't know to the dollar what Taylor Swift's going to make. These are all best guesses from very, very informed people, including Wikipedia. But they are estimates, okay? It's not forensic accounting that I'm involved in.
Okay.
So touring in general is a massive part of any artist's income, whether you're like a local band playing a 200-capacity bar venue or you're Taylor the Aviva. This is where you make your money, okay? Because the arse has fallen out of record sales in the way it used to be. Now, there's things, there's costs, obviously. There's rental fees, there's the stage, there's paying people in your band, there's insurance that we always hear about from bands that it costs a lot of money to play in Ireland and all that kind of stuff. But about 85% of the touring income, on average, goes to the artist.
Oh, that high.
Which is good. Now, I suppose, again, smaller amount of money, possibly no. But when you're one of the big artists, you're making a lot.
Way less.
Yeah, you're making an awful lot. Now, sorry, that isn't to say that's net profit, but that the revenue generated, 85%, is going to go to the artist.
Yeah, so once you paid off your venue and
all
those,
the bits, yeah. So some of the biggest artists, obviously, on earth go on the biggest tours and they make so much money, right? And guess who's just gone top of that tree?
Taylor Swift.
So historically, the Rolling Stones have always been up there, okay? Because let's face it, they've been touring massively since the 60s.
Yeah.
Right? They've had two of the top 10 highest grossing tours in every decade since the 70s.
Wow.
Jeepers.
Right? And then, look, Elton John has been touring since the 70s. My boys Metallica have toured since the 80s. They're number 13 on the list. They're behind Bruce Springsteen, Ed Sheeran, Beyonce, Coldplay, Madonna, all the big ones, okay? But they're also bands who've been around. I mean, Ed Sheeran, maybe not. Well, he's been a long time, but not. You know, these older bands are historic bands.
Yeah.
But the act with the most revenue ever generated, over $2 billion, and the most ticket sales, 27 million people have been to see them.
Them.
You too.
Amazing.
Really? Our Irish lads.
Really?
You two are the highest grossing and most ticketed band ever.
Wow.
However, that's about to change.
Yeah.
That's about to change.
I wonder who could possibly be responsible for that changing.
Yeah. So, U2's 360 tour is the tour that got closest to creating $1 billion in revenue. It made $997 million.
Oh, how annoying.
You'd be raging.
Crying at all my money.
After just her 60-date US Eras tour, Taylor made more than $1 billion.
Wow.
After just the US dates.
Really?
So she 1.039 billion. By the time her tour ends, she'd have done over 200 shows. And the averaged out projected income for each show is $17 million.
Per show.
Which means she will, I said no tour has ever made $1 billion. At the end of the Eras tour, it will have generated over $3.5 billion.
Wow.
In revenue. That there's no tour has done it. 360 came closest. Eras has already done it just in the States alone. And she'll triple that.
And does that factor in? Because obviously Disney Plus have the Eras tour, Taylor's version that you can watch on Disney Plus, and they had it in cinema screening. That's secondary.
That is a secondary, separate income stream.
Like a side hustle, basically.
So is merchandise. And don't forget, where did the merchandise end up in for Taylor Swift? In the biggest arena in the country. That's what needed to be hired to sell her merchandise, right?
Do you think you'd be better off being... So say Taylor Swift versus U2, right?
Yeah.
Taylor Swift obviously has, like, she passed by me, actually, I Taylor gated, I went and stood outside the Aviva because I couldn't get tickets, and 14 cars drove by.
Yeah.
So you factor in, you go, okay, well, that's like whatever amount of money per car. If you're Taylor Swift, you have to pay off, like, your dancers and la 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 la. You too, though, there's the four lads, and probably they'll have their tech ops and that sort of thing, but I would wonder who makes more.
I would say Taylor is in a better position because she is the one artist. You two, as a singular artist, must divide everything by four.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Whereas, like, they still
have dancers and stuff.
They wouldn't have dancers, but they would still have, you know, techs, guitar techs, lighting techs, whatever. So would Taylor, absolutely. Stagehands, all those things. But she would have dancers and a band. So, but I still think when you're dividing everything that you make by four, it's not as much as paying some guy 10 grand a show as opposed to paying some guy 3 million a show, which is what you'd be doing, or more, 5 million a show if you're dividing. So to answer Denise's original question,
who's getting
question,
10 grand a show? What job does that person
have? I'm just saying, I just made up a number. Like, say, like, the keyboard player gets 10 grand. I don't know.
I can play a few notes.
Yeah. Carl will bring out his bow run. You never know. But to answer Denise's question, I reckon for 3 nights in the Aviva at $17 million a show, it's $51 million for the 3 nights.
Would you need it, though?
Three nights work.
You don't have to worry about Taylor. She's going to be fine. She'll be the first ever musical billionaire. There's lots of, said this before on the radio, there's lots of billionaires who've come from music. So Rihanna's a perfect example. Rihanna did not make a billion out of her music. She's made billions out of Fenty and that fashion stuff she does. Say, for example, Kanye made like a load of money, 100-odd million out of his music. But then at one point it was worth $3 billion. Yeah. It was all Yeezy.
Jay-Z is all like restaurants.
Jay-Z, he's artists.
And stuff. Yeah.
He also artist representation, all those kind of things. But in terms of your own music, Taylor Swift is the first artist to become a billionaire out of her own music.
But can I just ask you something there on that,
on,
though?
Yeah.
Like, what I don't understand, though, is, like, she's just done 3 nights in the Aviva. Like, you too could come here and do 3 nights in the Aviva. Like Harry Styles, how many did he do? Like Pink just did 2 nights.
Sure.
No one's going on about all the money
But they are going on about the money, but it's what Taylor Swift brings in what's called the Swift Lift for the economy, okay? So the Eras Tour earned $5.7 billion for the US economy. The UK government allegedly decided to not put an interest rate decrease for the entire UK economy because Taylor Swift was in town this summer.
What?
Like, honestly. Because
if you think all the people coming to Dublin, spending money, hotels. It was the same with Beyonce.
But they must be spending in a different... must be happening to these people. Because, like, Pink came, but I don't hear us... Like, Taylor was just here for one extra night. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. I do know what you're trying to say.
The difference on the tour, though, I suppose, is Pink has done a rake of dates, and including 2 in Dublin, which were, for all accounts, amazing. However, Taylor had done 60 nights in the US, and her tour is just much bigger. And it's just more hype.
Biggest tours are 110 dates, 120 dates around the world. She's done 60. She will do over 200.
Okay, like
And then, that thing of economics again, I'm not too great at it, but the more shows you do, your costs go down over time. So, you know, like, if you ship everything into Ireland for one date, that's gonna, your costs remain fixed, the amount of cost to get the trucks over on the boat and all the bits and the whatever. If you do 3 dates, well, your trucks are now split over 3 dates.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
So if you do 200 dates on a tour, you split the costs over that, they go way down.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, Paris reckons they earned more from Taylor being in town than they will earn for the Olympic Games this summer.
Gee.
Wow.
Like, it's wild. So, Denise, to answer your question, Taylor's very rich and very successful and a great singer, and she'll be fine.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.